Time now for your letters. A story last week about an organization in California that finds homes for dogs with war veterans prompted many letters. I'm an animal advocate who's rescued many a sad dog and know of the love that they could give some wounded soul, writes Elaine Livesey-Fassel of Los Angeles. So very proud of the ingenuity and compassion of the founder, Clarissa Black, and will attempt to help her in her noble and loving quest to better the lives of man and dog. Some disagreement from some listeners about a statement made by NPR senior news analyst Dan Shore in our Week in Review. Kathy Kalura of Atlanta writes, I was shocked to hear Daniel Shore report that no one will be able to say that President Obama did not act quickly on the Gulf oil spill. If Mr. Shore were to scan many of the current news stories and editorials or talk to those of us who care deeply about the Gulf, he would find the opposite to be true. Many believe that the Obama administration has completely mishandled this situation, and its response has been far little and far too late. My essay last week, I spoke about the incident in which Prime Minister Gordon Brown called a Labor Party constituent a bigoted woman when he thought his mic was off. I doubted the woman deserved the insult, but also expressed some sympathy for Mr. Brown. Robin Comstock emailed us from Stockton, California, to say I missed the mark. She writes, what's really important and worth comment about this incident is the attitude of a Liberal Party politician that any mention of concern over a perceived problem with immigration policies is seen as bigoted. This is a recurring theme that clouds any reasonable discussion about those that believe in smaller government and those who feel differently. Last week's show, we talked to Jonathan Eig, whose book Get Capone unveils new information about the infamous crime boss.
And his big job was to make sure everybody stayed happy, so paying off the cops, paying off the courts, making sure that his guys didn't go to jail. He was very good at that.
Larry Dennison of Port Townsend, Washington, says he tuned in a little late to that interview. Without context to the lead-in story, I thought they were talking about the Washington political scene over the past three decades, he writes. Imagine my surprise to learn the payoffs, threats, and underhanded strategies they were talking about were those of the Chicago mob. We welcome your payoffs. Oh, I'm sorry, your comments. Email us. Go to npr.org. Click on Contact Us. You can also reach us on Twitter. I tweet at NPR Scott Simon, all one word. Rest of our staff is at NPR Weekend, all one word. This is NPR News.